This is Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR. This program content is made possible in part by WKAR listeners.
And a very good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk 870. I'm your host, Earl Robinson. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock discussing sports with you. So just give us a call at 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. Glad to be with you today. We're going to talk a lot of baseball today. I want to start out talking with Detroit News columnist Lynn Henning about the Detroit Tigers, who are off to a great 3-0 start, but there might be some trouble ahead. So let's bring in Lynn. Lynn, how you doing, my man?
I'm fine down here, Earl. I hope, as usual, things are peaceful up in East Lansing.
They are for now. You never know. That doesn't always last, does it?
No. We'll wait till the next hour here before we get any further make any further assumptions here, Earl. But down here, there's a little commotion too with this baseball team. So.
Yes, the Tigers. Now, are they going to rely on just the pitching they have in their system, or do you think they'll go outside looking for help?
No, I don't think there's much help to be obtained outside because most teams have got their rosters set right now, and they're not going to be interested in disbanding those until they get closer to the midseason and find out whether or not they're going to be in it or not. So I really don't think there's going to be much in the way of a trade that's going to be achievable. But I think they more likely, Earl, have enough people, even though they're young and unproven, to where they'll probably just keep pushing people in and out here until Fister gets healthy and they can get some resolution there. But in time, they'll have some of these people a little more grown up. They just don't have them right now. And that's what's going to make this dicey until Fister gets off the disabled list, because until that point, you're, again, taking a chance here with maybe Belo in that spot. He's pitched better out of relief than he has really as a starter. And you don't have Jacob Turner ready yet. You've got a lot of kids here that they're counting on, and that's not really giving them great confidence. But they can out-hit just about everybody right now, so I'm not sure it matters who pitches.
Yes, that's the problem. They got a lot of untested talent there, and of course now they're stuck with having to run it in the lineup. This might help them grow up a little quicker. I guess they'll have to grow up a little quicker if they want to show that they're major league ready. So they're going to have to grow up quick. But boy, it's a tough way to learn, isn't it?
It really is. If they didn't have talent, it would be very difficult. But whether it's Drew Smiley, who's going to have a growing pain or two you can bet on, but also has a lot of talent, or Andy Oliver, if he finds a strike zone, this guy's got amazingly good stuff. So does Casey Crosby. But I think it's more likely going to be Smiley here initially, with Dwayne Belo probably moving in for Fister into that slot right now that Fister had to vacate. So, well, we'll see how it turns out. But again, their offense is just so devastating that if they get any kind of pitching in a particular game, they've got a shot at winning, which you saw yesterday in that bizarre contest over there at Comerica Park. It was just utterly surreal to watch that whole thing unfurl there, and yet you kind of half expected it to happen. But it's an interesting year of baseball in Detroit, and I think it's only going to get more of that. It's going to become even a little more engrossing here. I think as teams like Tampa Bay come in this week, you'll get a potential playoff preview there. So keep your eyes peeled. We'll sit and wait for these other things to evolve. It's a little bit futile right now trying to forecast.
Yes, after three games, and you look at the team, how does the defense look, at least after just three short games?
That's still an issue, and it's an issue more than just at third base, first base, et cetera. You'll notice yesterday Ryan Rayburn did not handle a ground ball in that big inning against Scherzer, and had he made the put out there that he needed to make, then very likely Scherzer survives that inning. That's where this stuff can get real problematic, is if you're not making the plays that you really need to make in the infield, suddenly now they become four-out innings. And if you're going to give anybody four-out innings, particularly a team like the Red Sox, you're going to get some runs scored against you. And that's what happened yesterday. So they've still got some work to do there. Brandon Inge, when he comes back, is better defensively, but won't give you the juice that you want out of that particular position. Ramon Santiago was sick yesterday, or he would have played. They're going to ham and egg it a little bit. They really don't have yet what you would call an everyday second baseman. That's a pretty tough position to forfeit. And it's not that it's being forfeited. They've got personnel that they can move in and move out, but it's not an ideal circumstance. All this stuff becomes weak links on what otherwise is a phenomenally constructed baseball team. They're really good.
Boy, yes, they're having these other problems show up, which, it could make a... could make for some very interesting spots during the season. I mean, we all think they're going to win it, but, they've got enough holes where people will be worried, and understandably so. I guess they should be a little bit worried.
Everybody always looks at the areas that you've got a soft spot, and then that's natural because, again, that's the kind of stuff that can ruin your day against a good team like the Rays this week. That's why I think this is going to be an interesting matchup. The Rays have got some weak links, too, and the Tigers will try to exploit those. But pitching-wise, they don't. But what I think, Earl, the deal is in the American League, there are just so many good teams, and the Tigers are among them, that, again, it's how your team stacks up at the end of this season. The Tigers are going to win a lot of baseball games, and they certainly should be in the playoffs. By that time, which is 6 months from now, you've had half a year here to maybe shore up a couple of weak areas, and that's what they did last year and did it very effectively.
And the thing is, Lynn, with the Tigers and they have, like I say, they've got those weak areas, but this is a team. It's just a solid team, and yet, we just don't know how those weak areas are going to. Going to come together. I mean, they should come together. I mean, we're looking that way, but boy, it's just sort of iffy right now. It's very iffy on how well this team will be able to get over these deficiencies they have pretty quickly. I mean, we know fans will be looking at it. Hopefully there's some quick answers. As we know, there are never any quick answers, but there'll just be some answers that will probably take time to get right.
I think if you focus on the strengths, their pitching is still very, very good. And, again, they don't give you any breaks in their batting order. Austin Jack thought coming out of Florida was going to really be strong at that leadoff spot, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's made that adjustment in his stance, and that's about all he was going to have to do because we saw pretty close to a 300 hitter there his rookie year. He's 2 years older. He just turned 25. And he's having a big first week, which is exactly what I thought was going to happen. Brennan Bosch is going to end up having a big, big, big year at that number two spot. He's had the tough first three games, but that'll turn around in a hurry. And then you've got the meat of the order, and that extends all the way pretty much through the end of the lineup. There's a lot of firepower there. So between that and the starting pitching and the bullpen is going to have an occasional bad day like they had last week with Valverde, but otherwise this is a team that's loaded, and it might be a world championship team. It could easily be that.
Well, then we're talking about the positives with the Tigers, but with the Yankees and Boston both being 0-3 and never had been to 0-3 at one time together, and they're both getting I'm already seeing the doom and gloom forecast for Boston and New York. I don't think we can go that far, but it's certainly people are starting to project, they've never been 0-3 before. This could be a tough season for both those teams.
I don't think it will be for the Yankees, but I think the Red Sox could be in trouble because they don't have a closer. But Tampa Bay, of course, walloped the Yankees over the weekend, and that's why I'm not surprised, frankly, because Tampa Bay's pitching is so strong, and they do have a little offense, too. And that's, again, to repeat, the series this week is going to be very interesting for what it reveals about the Rays and the Tigers. But that might not even be the competition they have to worry about. Over in that same division, Toronto is very, very good, and Boston has to go in there now and play, and that could be more trouble for the Red Sox. But it's in the West now with the Angels and with the Rangers. This is the best collection of talented teams I've seen in this league in memory. And the Tigers are right there, right at the top. They're among the elite. And again, it just kind of depends on whether or not a couple of things can be improved upon. And if they can, you're looking at a potential favorite at the end of this season. It's a long way off. But barring injury, these guys are really, really set up well. Mike Ilitch spent a lot of money, and he's got a team now that is really a blue-ribbon team across the board. And they have a lot of depth, and their minor leagues are good. They're really getting a regular infusion now of talent, and that's why this team is competitive for the same reason that it was bad for so long. They weren't drafting. They weren't developing. Now they do that with regularity, and they're very well run. It's a well-constructed professional sports franchise with an owner that isn't afraid to write a check. So that's usually a pretty good recipe.
What about the Baltimore Orioles? They're 3-0 right now. We know they usually aren't built for the long run. What do you say about Baltimore? I mean, is it just smoke and mirrors right now?
No, Earl, they're a bad team, and they're going to be a bad team. They just started off a little bit, fortunately, this weekend, but they can't overcome their deficiencies. That's a certifiably last-place team. It might be one of the two or three worst teams right now in baseball. So they're not going to really be much of a factor. But everywhere else in that division, and you know, this division is interesting, too. I think it's probably getting underestimated. Kansas City Royals.
Yeah.
I've said all along we're going to give the Tigers fits this year, and everybody says, oh, no, it's too early. And I say, no, it's not too early, and I don't think they are a year away. I think they're here to play pretty good baseball this year and be a surprise factor, and I believe that firmly. I think when you have young talent the way they do and better pitching maybe than people are crediting them for having, that can make it tough on any front runner. And the Tigers will have their hands full there. But the other teams, too, the Indians can certainly lay a lump on you. I don't know how Chicago and the Twins are going to evolve here. That's probably a longer shot. But the Tigers are not going to have necessarily a cakewalk here. And, yeah, they should win it. They should win it maybe comfortably. But should and do can be two different things. And again, we'll see how this plays out. I think it's going to be a very intriguing baseball season.
It's certainly, I believe that too. It's going to be, I'm not, a lot of the fans have been, you know, they're very glowing over the Tigers. I'm not ready to anoint them yet as a division champs. I think they should be division champs, but I'm just not going to anoint them after three games.
No, I don't think after three games. I mean, beforehand, I picked them to win 92 games, and that's probably as few as anybody's picking them to win this year. And the reason is because of what we've talked about. Baseball's a difficult sport to win at.
It is.
It's less able to be projected, I think, than other sports. And for that reason, I went a little bit on the low side, although 92 is a lot of baseball games.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's a lot of games to win. You're right.
But, well, again, it's. I think the reality is that you have right now a product out there that is incredibly entertaining because of the stars, because of their competitiveness in all phases of the game, the fact they have a lot of youth. They really are a very, very, very attractive baseball team for a fan because, again, they've got a lot of high-profile people and a lot of vigor. And people also like offense, and this team hits the ball all over the place and out of the park and everywhere else in between. And that is something that people generally will spend a ticket to see. And that's, again, the reality right now of the Tigers.
Well, you know, the other thing is, Lynn, that we'll see the fans always want to see how the minor leaguers are, how good they are, because you read all the stats. Well, they're going to find out pretty quick how good the minor league farm system is for the Tigers. If they do show up well, then they'll be fine. But they might not. But, you know, fans always are looking at the young kids. They always want to see how the fans are or the Tigers are in the farm system.
Yeah, the pipeline is really key. It's just like recruiting in football or basketball on the college level. People will always want to know what's coming.
Yep.
And that excites them, particularly if things aren't going particularly well with the existing team. They get very, very excited for what might be coming over the hill. And it's the same way with the minor leagues. That's why I always do a Monday minor league report that begins next week, is people want to know what's happening at the lower levels. And when you have legitimate big league prospects in the hatchery, they want to find out more information about them. You don't know how they're going to turn out necessarily, but you can always pretty much discern the legitimate candidates from the non-legitimate ones. And that's why you report on people and their progress and their pitfalls and their challenges and so forth. You try to give readers and the audience a sense for what might be gestating down there. And it's the same way, again, with college sports when they look at recruiting lists.
Okay. Hey, Lynn, it's always a pleasure talking with you, my friend. And you know we're going to be calling you back again to talk about the Tigers during this long season.
Okay, Earl. Anytime, my man.
Okay, we'll talk to you later, Lynn.
All right.
Yeah, bye-bye. And that's Lynn Henning, the fine columnist with the Detroit News. The time, 22 minutes after the hour, 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break right here on AM 870 WKAR.
After 100 years, the story of the Titanic retains a remarkable grip on our imagination. On Tuesday, we'll talk about why with Robert Ballard, the man who discovered the wreck. And Thursday, Harvey Weinstein joins us to talk about his film, Bully. I'm Neil Conan. All that, plus another round with the political junkie in the week ahead on Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up today at 2 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
This is Scott Pohl with a look at the weather. Our high today, 58 degrees. It'll be windy and mostly sunny. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight, our low will be 32 degrees. Tomorrow, blustery and partly sunny with a chance of rain and snow, the high 45. The high 51 Wednesday, a sunny day.
And give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527, or toll free, 877-9527-870. As you know, this is the first day of our fundraiser for us here at WKAR on AM 870. We're asking you, our loyal listeners, to call up and give us a pledge right here at WKAR. Where we're at right now, we have on-air dollars, $5,200 right now, and on the web, we have $5,722. We have 43 total pledges and 6 new members. So that's where we're at. But we need you to increase those numbers. Get it up a little bit. And if you've been a long-time listener to WKAR, we'd like you to call in and pledge your support. We know so many of you out there listen to us each and every day right here on WKAR, but you've never called in a pledge. That's for sure. And so now we're asking you to call in and pledge your support right here on AM 870 WKAR. Once again, the number to call is 355-9527, toll free 877-9527-870. If you want to send us a pledge or give us a pledge, call 432-9527 and pledge your support to WKAR. Become a member of the WKAR family. We certainly appreciate that. So call us right now at WKAR. And that's the thing. There are so many sports fans out there. We know there are a lot of news fans out there. There are a lot of classical music fans out there. But there are a lot of sports fans out there, too. And we want you, the sports fans, to call and give us a pledge of support right here on WKAR. We know that a lot of you are just listening for the sports, and we appreciate that. But we need you to give us your call and pledge your support to WKAR. Well, right now, let's turn our attention to prep baseball. Haven't talked much prep baseball this year, so I figure it's the appropriate time. And who else can I call and get on with me to talk prep baseball than the coach at Grand Ledge High School, Pat O'Keefe. So let's bring in Pat. Pat, how you doing, my friend?
Good, Earl. How are you?
Okay. How you been doing? I haven't talked to you all winter. I usually call and say, do you miss football at all another year, or is it fading away for these times?
Well, you know, I think I miss it as much when they're in the season and everything, but I know how hard that the high school coaches work at it all year long, Earl. And
yes,
so,
they do.
You know, that part of it, you know, I don't miss because I've got enough chasing grandchildren around and doing the baseball.
Well, as you know, I told you I was with my one of my grandchildren yesterday. I know, you know, when you're not having to do all that work you have had to do over the summer getting ready for a football season. That has to please you, not have to do all that.
Yeah, well, it's you know, sometimes you think back and you think, man, how did I do all of that? Chasing all the time, so.
Yeah. Hey, now when you look at baseball, you've been coaching for a long time. What is the most? What do you think is the most thing that high school kids have to do to get better for a baseball season? What do they need to learn from year to year? What's that thing which you put at the top of the fundamental list? What do they need to do to get better?
Well, I think just like all the sports, you know, the kids are interested nowadays in a lot more than they used to be, Earl, and so there's a lot more that when you talk about the. Oh, the weightlifting and the weight training and all the conditioning things that my kids do for football. Well, I think that that's true for all the sports. I don't care if it's for the boys or the girls. There's just so much more intensity and off-season training to prepare yourself and to get ready for the upcoming season that you have. So they keep pretty busy. They don't have as much free time as they used to have between seasons.
Hey, Pat, I got to let you in on a little secret here. Now, I know how everything has changed, how things have changed, and you know, but when I was growing up in baseball, when I started really learning the game, I was 9 years old, and I could tell you where whoever caught the ball, where they should throw it to. If it was nobody on base, or, you know, I'd figure out all the scenarios. If there was one person on base, second base, or third base, by the time I was 9 years old, I knew where someone should throw the ball to. We don't see that kind of dedication today, do we?
Well, you don't see as much. You know, I live across the street from St. Michael's Catholic Church in Grand Ledge, and we have a couple fields behind St. Michael's that the kids used to play on those fields. I know all four of our kids did, you know, almost constantly. So I think that some of that is missing. You know, we've sophisticated a lot more where it all has to be uniforms and umpires and fields be dragged and everything else. So I think a little bit of that, Earl, is where some of the kids miss out on the opportunity to learn the game by playing pickup games. And so, you know, a lot more is organized now, and I'm sure that detracts from some of the learning curve that kids would have and just playing on the playgrounds.
Yes, because, you know, because that's where I think we all learned, Matt, you, I, all of us, we learned, you know, just playing with our friends, getting out there in the street. Yeah, I remember playing stick ball, as they call it, just getting out there with a bunch of guys and just playing ball. And you learn a lot from that. But today, like you say, you don't have that kind of able to just pick up a ball and a couple of bats and a few gloves and just go play. You just don't have that anymore. About the only game we have doing that today is basketball, where kids just get up and pick up a ball and play, and they learn some from that. But, boy, we don't have it in the other sports, in baseball or football or any of the other sports, do we?
Well, a lot of it's due to the technological advances and a lot of kids sitting in the house. And I had three brothers and two sisters, and as soon as we were up and had some breakfast, mother had us out the door, and we were playing all the time and playing everything, too, football and basketball and baseball and doing all kinds of sports. But, you know, kids sit in front of the televisions now and play videos and do a lot
more
things.
Yeah, they have those video games.
Yeah, and that's why we have a problem that we're having now with childhood obesity and stuff, Earl. So, you know, I'd like to see the kids get back to doing a lot more things outdoors and on the playgrounds.
Oh, yes. I mean, I look at that too, Pat, and I say, boy, you know, we didn't have all these video games and stuff. I mean, I'm glad we did not. Now you can see it's a detriment now, but everybody's playing these video games now, and they're playing that and trying to and think it's a substitute for the real game. It's, you know, I look at a lot of kids are looking at that as a substitute for going out and playing, which is nothing like going out and playing. But I think these kids, it seems like they have more fun doing these video games than they would as actually just going out and doing some playing.
Well, we might have too, but obviously
yeah, that's true. We
didn't have it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, so how do you think your team's going to be this year, Pat?
Well, I think that the Mid-Michigan area is going to have a lot of
good teams
and high school athletics. And geez, you look at the exciting basketball season that was just completed and how well that all the local teams did. So we're looking forward to we graduated two classes that back to back had records of 74-4 over the last 2 years. And of course, that's always a new challenge and always something to look forward to. But I think we're going to have a great conference race this year, and Holden and Eastern and East Lansing, Okemos, Grand Ledge are all going to, I think, battle for the Blue Division championship.
And then, of course, we've got that great talent tournament here in the Mid-Michigan area, the Diamond Classic, every single year. I know it's hard to tell now, but how many teams do you think in the CAC or in your Blue Division might be able to get to the Diamond Classic this year?
Well, it could break the record. You know, I think that's one of the nice things about having a good non-conference schedule, and so a lot of teams get an opportunity to go out and face some of the best talent around the state outside of our own area. And so we could set a record this year for Blue Division participation, but there's a lot of outstanding and excellent teams in the area, and so we look forward to another fantastic Diamond Classic.
Yes. Now, Pat, we've been talking about the young kids observing or going out and playing the game, but when you talk to kids and see kids, how many of them actually go and watch a game and try to learn from it? I mean, I know you did and I did. We just watch a game and really try to learn from it. Do you see kids doing that, or do they just, you know, sort of let the tube, control them or sitting in front of the tube?
Well, I think a lot of the kids, if they have older brothers, obviously, yeah. And then if they have cousins and that play. And, of course, obviously, there's always a great turnout at Cooley Stadium for the Diamond Classic, so as many of those young kids that we can get to come and watch the sport and see the excitement of what's going on, then hopefully they will continue to strive to have that as being an outstanding goal for themselves.
Well, you've got to help my man Tim Stout out. He always needs your help. You know he calls you the Evil Empire, but I think he needs your help because he might be a little bit slow on his baseball knowledge.
Well, we're also blessed to have such a good team out to Michigan State too. And,
yes, we do.
Tony Weber that played here at Grand Ledge High School. We're very proud of everything that he's doing out there, and of course, Jake Senior has been a longtime friend forever and ever, and Jake Junior is doing a fantastic job. So I would encourage kids to go and watch Michigan State University play baseball. Also, they'll see some excellent baseball.
Yes, and that's great for this area. I mean, it's really great. How has that helped you that the weather has came so good so quickly this year? How has that helped your team and helped your team get outside and play more?
Well, I think that's been a real blessing. So we just hope the good Lord doesn't decide to give us our March and April. And we've had a couple of rainy and cold springs. So we're due, Earl, to have a decent spring. And I sure hope so, for the kids' sake and for all our sake.
Okay. Hey, Pat, I want to thank you. It's always a pleasure talking with you, my friend. And I'll be calling you back again, and we'll talk some more baseball right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Well, I look forward to it, Earl. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Pat.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. And that's Pat O'Keefe, the fine head coach at Grand Ledge High School. And I tell you, boy, he's coached a lot of years and a lot of baseball, a lot of football, too, for those of you who remember all the years that Pat coached football. Like he said, he's sort of amazed when he looks back and looks at, man, he had to do all of those games, coach all of those football games, you know, and now he can relax and just enjoy and play with the grandkids. Hey, the time now, 35 minutes after the hour, 1 o'clock. What we have to do right here, and you know, Jacob, you're going to have to help out here. You know, we've got a fundraise, folks. You got to, I told you last week, we're going to need your help. We got to figure out how to get these people to call in on the phone and give us a call right now at 432-9527 and pledge their support for WKAR and become a member of the WKAR family. So Jacob, how would you consider, what do you think people should do? What do you think you have to do to get the people to give us a call?
Ask really nicely. I don't know. I mean, I can, I don't know. I don't think I have anything to offer up. I don't think I, could shave my head or something. I don't know. Not going to do that, by the way.
Oh, you could. You might like
me. I mean, I could.
You might look nice like me with the bald head over here.
I don't know about that. I need a haircut, but that's a bit on the extreme side.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you get you cut it off, get it real nice. Well, you know, the ladies might like it, a nice trim Jacob Bodner, you know?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Hey, give us a call. We're trying to get you to give us a call and pledge your support to WKAR. It's a Monday of the first day of the fundraiser for us right here on AM 870. So why don't you give us a call right here at 432-9527, area code 517. You can call and pledge your support. Become a member of the WKAR family. You can also call, I believe, 353-5000 is available. You can call that number as well, 353-5000, and pledge your support right here on AM 870. WKAR. And, you know, so many of you have been long-time listeners. I mean, been listening for a long time. I meet people out on the street, Jacob, they'll say, boy, Earl, I've been listening for you for 20 years or so. I say, well, that's nice, but a lot of those folks that tell me they've been listening for 15 or 20 years, they never mentioned that they've given us a pledge of support. So if you've been one of those long-time listeners, as they say, you've been listening to us for, oh, I don't know how many years, maybe for a million years, or you can give us a call, pledge your support for WKAR right here on AM 870 WKAR. We've been doing this a long time, and we've been asking you for a long time. Some of you have come through for us and giving us a pledge of support. Some of you have not. So, of course, we're trying to reach all of you that have not pledged in support. And some of you, you've been regular givers, and we appreciate all of you who have given to WKAR and pledged your support and given to us regularly over the years. And we want to thank everyone that's given us a pledge of support. So why don't you give us one now? Give us a call. If you've never pledged, we'd love to hear from you. We always need to get new members. We know there are a lot of you out there who have never become a member of the WKAR family. So we want to get for you to become a new member and join us and be with us right here on AM 870, 353-5000 or 432-9527. You can call either one, but call and pledge your support and tell them, yeah, please tell them that you're giving off for the sports program. A lot of people will call, make a pledge, and they don't tell them who they're giving it to. Well, just let the folks know that, hey, we're giving in honor of Sports Talk 870. So do that, call and give us a pledge for Sports Talk 870. Once again, the time now is 39 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for more Sports Talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR.
The New York Yankees may be the most popular team in baseball and the most widely despised. Arrogant automatons, sustained excellence, overhyped and overpaid, the very definition of greatness. A new collection of essays on the most polarizing team in sports. I'm Neil Conan. Damn Yankees. Next, Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up today at 3 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
The high today, 58 degrees. It'll be windy and mostly sunny. Some clouds moving in tonight, the low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, the high will only be in the mid-40s, partly sunny and blustery, and maybe even some rain and snow Tuesday. Sunny with a high in the low 50s expected on Wednesday. I'm Scott Pohl.
Give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527, or toll-free, 877-952-7870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. So give us a call or send us an email, but we want to converse and talk sports with you right here on AM 870 WKAR. We really want you to do is call and give us a pledge and pledge your support to WKAR right here on AM 870. That's 353-5000 or 432-9527. Call and give us your pledge right here on WKAR. You know, if you want to call and then say, hey, Jacob, why don't you cut off a few locks of your hair? I think, Jacob, we could get convince Jacob to cut off some of that. He's got these golden locks. He would cut them off for you if you gave him a little call.
I mean, I do need a haircut. So, I mean, I'm not going to shave it, but I will go get a haircut. How about that?
Okay, we'll let you do that. So we'll try to. But see, you got to call and give us a pledge, though. Jacob's not going to do it until you call and give us
it's
a
gonna
pledge.
It's going to keep growing. It's going to keep growing.
So do that for us. Give us a call at 353-5000 or 432-9527. Call and pledge your support right here to WKAR. We're in the early stages of our fundraiser, and we need to raise a lot more money, especially by the weekend. So, and we'll tell you as we get closer to our goal, as we're a long way from our goal right now, a long, long way. Just like the Tigers are a long way from clinching a pennant. So that's another thing. The Tigers are a very long way from clinching a pennant. Now, as far as the sport I like, a lot of you know, I like the sport of boxing. They're making a movie down in Panama about Hands of Stone, you know, the great Roberto Duran. They're going to be having a movie out, and they've already got the Mexican star who's going to be filming it. And then guess who's going to be playing Sugar Ray Leonard? A lot of you probably won't know this, but Usher is going to be playing Sugar Ray Leonard in the movie Hands of Stone, Pietro di Cietra, Sugar Ray Leonard and the fighter of Roberto Duran. So Usher is going to be playing the part of Leonard. So that'll be interesting to see when that movie comes out. Right now, here's one of our longtime listeners Jacob, the man Don from DeWitt on the line one, he's been a long-time giver. I don't know if he talked to you about making you cut your hair and give us a pledge of support here, but let's bring in Don. Don, how you doing? And I know you got a lot of hair.
Oh, yeah, about as much as you, bud. As one of I vertically challenged and follically impaired myself, you know, I think it'd be a great thing to see him cut his hair for the good of the station. You know, bald is beautiful.
It is. I can agree with you on that one.
True that. And, you get my money in the fall, and like I calculated it out one time, being a day sponsor comes out to, cost the person about 50 cents a day, even before the tax break is figured in, and even, it might be a bit of a stretch, Earl, but I've always thought you're worth 50 cents a day.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad somebody does. I appreciate that, Don.
I want to know if my bud Dennis opens up his wallet or if moths come out when he does.
Well, I think he's opening it up from time to time, but I think there's a lot of moths in that wallet still.
Oh, no doubt. Dennis is a good guy, albeit a misguided fan of the program down the road. You mentioned Roberto Duran.
Yes.
Madres de Pedras, Hands of Stone, just back from the day when boxing was great. Him in the 70s and then in the 80s, the great welterweights. Back then, marvelous Marvin Hagler, Tommy Hearns in the mix, and of course Ali and the heavyweights. I mean, that was back when boxing was real, and you know, I keep thinking when I hear you and Dennis talk a little boxing on the air, and my regrets for losing your friend.
Bert Randolph Sugar, yes.
I always enjoyed when you and he had talked boxing, because although I'm not a big fan anymore, you do break down some good fights, and one of these days I'm going to think to turn on an HBO fight or two that you've recommended, and see what's there these days.
Well, you got to turn on April 28th.
Yeah, absolutely on that.
Seth Mitchell will be on.
You know, I think the biggest thing these days as far as boxing and my caring about it, there's too many stupid championship belts and everything. If they could consolidate it down to one or two like it was back in the day. I mean, I believe it was two back in the day, World Boxing Association and World Boxing Council or something.
And yes, that's what World Boxing Association and World Boxing Council, and now you have the IBF and then we have the WBO. Yes, you're right. There are just too many belts out there right now.
But anyway, Spartan football, spring football, once that's done, not being a baseball fan anymore, sports are dead on arrival for me. So I'm really hungry for any spring football stuff you put out there, Earl. You just gotta love where the Spartan program is going. Even though Jarrell Worthy will be a big loss, the defense, if you can get a good defensive tackle rotation, when is arguably going to be even better this year, and while you got new receivers and a new QB in Maxwell. Maxwell's been groomed with 3 years in the program, got a lot of upside, and what I think will really make a big difference as far as the receivers and him transitioning into where they need to be is the fact that we're finally at the point, and it's natural that it takes 5-6 years to get there, but MSU's finally at the point where they've got a robust offensive line with enough depth that if somebody goes down, you can still have a good running game. And I think the more robust running game than they've had to this point will help carry the offense a little bit as the receivers and Maxwell transition. What do you think on that?
I think that should be fine. Yeah, the offensive line should be good, and this is going to get, like I say, give the time for the quarterback and the receivers to work the kinks out, and they'll have a few those games early. That thing though, their preseason schedule is a little bit tougher than it has been in past years. So this will tell us how good they'll be and how quickly they develop. So that's what we'll find out in the preseason games against Boise State and Eastern and Central Michigan. It's going to be interesting to see how good they are early on in the season, because they're going to have some early tests, that's for sure.
It's going to be great having Boise State for the opener on
Friday night.
A quality opponent. They've got some growing pains too as far as new QB and the like, and Spartans get off to a fast start there. The schedule is set up such that I think once again another good season can be had if you have good luck with injuries, and it just with Mark Hollis and even starting at the top, Luana Simon, Mark Hollis, D'Antonio and Izzo. I've been defining this as the modern golden era of Spartan sports that we're just scratching the surface of, and it's going to be a heck of a ride these next few years.
Well, it should be. Hey, I got to tell you this, Don. I can't wait for the draft. Because, you hear all these projections. They're saying how Kirk Cousins should be going in the lower part of the first round or the upper part of the second round. You hear Worthy's going either in the lower part of the first round or the second part of the first opening of the second round. Well, there's so much lying goes on this time of year. I'll be surprised if those guys actually go where people say they are, because you never hear of people actually going where they say they are. I wouldn't be surprised if they go at the end of the second round, in the third round, or the fourth round, because there's so much lying goes around the NFL draft, and I don't know who to believe anymore. So I just say, hey, we'll see what happens, and we'll see where they actually end up at, because, we hear so much misinformation out there at the beginning of the draft.
Well, that's why the mock drafts are such a joke of an exercise, but
yes.
it's just those, you know, those football junkies, we sick individuals out there that just can't get enough football, like you and myself. It makes interesting talking points, but you're exactly right. Until it happens on draft day, none of it means a thing. So, I'm interested in the draft too, and the Lions, God, it's a scary thought that they might actually be getting there too early and getting it right. I mean, obviously there's still holes to fill.
Oh yes.
Most particularly, they got to do something about upgrading that O line. Stafford certainly showed his durability this year, and once again, particularly early on, he took a lot of pretty nasty shots. So I don't think his toughness is in question anymore.
Right.
It's just luck of the draw, how you get hit, how you fall, as far as injuries. But, they re-signed Megatron. It staggers me to think that they might finally have an administration in place after all these years of mediocrity that gets it. And, I like what Mayhew has done to this point, and Spartan football and Lion football both on the rise. And, my man Rob Zimmerman always has the Panthers at a standard
yes,
of excellence. And I'm going to be jonesing so bad, Earl, so, throw in some periodic football for us junkies. But,
okay.
you know we're slobbering for it.
Okie dokie. I'll be doing that, buddy.
Great show,
okay.
Earl. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you, Don. Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so Jacob, now you see, John is throwing down the gauntlet to you. He's throwing down the gauntlet. You know, you're going to have to shave off a few locks for him.
I will get a haircut. That is the plan before this. But I've put my hair on the line a couple times in my life, and I've come out victorious every time. So, but this would be the kind of thing where I don't want to come out victorious. So,
well, see, I'll just have to try to get a few more people out there to call in and pledge, give their support.
I don't know why all these people who have never even seen me want me to shave my head, but,
they probably want you to give me a little company.
For all they know, I already have a shaved head. They don't even know.
Well, they'll say, "Hey, Earl, we know your head is shaved, so we'll make Jacob join you." That's always a possibility. You might just have to join up and join me right now. But hey, we want you to call up and give us a pledge of support right here at WKAR 353-5000, 353-5000, or call area code 517-432-9527. Call either number and call and pledge your support. Become a member of the WKAR family, and we certainly will appreciate that. But call us right now. We've been doing this for a long time. We've been here, and we know so many of you just listen to the radio every day, but have never picked the phone and have never given us a call. Well, we want you to do that right now. Pick up the phone, give us a call, pledge your support to AM 870 WKR. You can also pledge to our FM station, FM 90.5, and call and pledge your support there, or to the AM station. Give to either one, or both if you like. The only thing we care about is that you call and pledge your support, and you give to us right here at WKAR. So once again, the number is to call 353-5000 or 432-9527. But call either number, but call and pledge your support right here on WKAR. Well, if you had a chance to see one of the basketball games yesterday, needless to say, the Detroit Pistons got smoked. They got smoked yesterday by the Miami Heat, and that was a wild one. And then, as many of you know by now, the Tigers won a wild game over the Boston Red Sox, 13-12. So we had those two games, and of course, the Wings are in the playoffs. Don't have home court advantage. They got to play Nashville Predators. And if you heard the show, the Sunday show between me and Jeremy Sampson yesterday, I was a homer yesterday. I must admit, I took the Red Wings to upset Nashville in the first round. And Jeremy, he went with Nashville. He likes them having that home. field home ice advantage, and that they'll win at least if it gets to seven. He thinks that the Nashville Predators will win that seventh game with home ice advantage. I think they're going to be upset. I don't know what it is, Jacob, but I love playoff hockey. It makes me – I get excited in hockey. Now I'm getting excited about – I wasn't excited all during the regular season. I just said, oh, home, it's just hockey season. But now that the playoffs are here, I'm excited.
Well, I'm glad you're excited. I mean, it's playoff hockey, we've said before, is always always fun. And, we'll see. I'll be different from you. I'll just go ahead and pick Nashville just because you picked the Red Wings. Just so we can have some differentiation here.
So you and Jeremy are teaming up on me. Okay.
Yes, we're ganging up.
Okay, so I'll see you. You guys are going to take Nashville. So I'm going to be the homer for a change. People will love to tease me, call me a homer. So, okay, you can call me a homer now. Back the Red Wings this time around. I don't usually back the Red Wings, but I'm going to back the Red Wings around because there's so many people are down on them this year. And I hope that I can come out on top over you and Jeremy here. That's going to be challenge. Yes, we'll see that, my friend. And we've got this Lions. I don't know. I mean, the Tigers, that is. Boy, they're 3-0, and what do you think about the Tigers? You heard what me and Lynn were talking about. So what do you think about the Tigers? Do you think they're really going to run away with it, or what's your thoughts on the Tigers?
It's three games out of 162. I mean, you got 159 left. So it's too early to tell, if they're going to run away with it. I'm not going to sit here and, like you guys were saying, I mean, baseball is such a hard sport to predict because it's such a long season. So many things can happen in that season, injury-wise and the like. So we'll see. They're certainly well-positioned to run away with it, or at least that division. And, so I can go ahead and say that. But I will not make a official prediction yet because it's just too early to tell. I mean, it's too early to tell if if it's going to be a cakewalk or not. So
okay, yes. So you're going to walk the fence right now.
Yes, I will proudly walk the fence.
So we might have to get one of those nice out there, have you walk the plank, and it just force you either to jump in or either you'll be holding onto the plank, getting back, trying to get back out of the ship.
Yeah, we'll see. Give me a few weeks, and I'll make my decision if I.
Okay, that's Jacob Bodner, who works with me here, and Jacob's going to be graduating. And once again, congratulations to you. It's always great when you get through your 4 or 5 years. However, how long did it take you?
It only took me four.
Only took you
four?
Yeah,
no, I know. I think, it's not too hard to do it in four. It depends. If you know what you're doing going in, it's a lot easier. There's a lot of kids who come in and don't exactly what they're doing.
That's true.
Take time to find themselves. But I kind of knew going in where I wanted to settle in, so that helped.
Yeah, that does. And a lot of people, they do get that. Especially now in the semester system, if you know what you do, you can save yourself. If you transfer, you lose a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now, that's the thing. If you change your major, you lose a year in the semester system. So it's good if you know what you want to do and you can get it. And we aren't saying anything is bad if you don't. But some people, sometimes you'll go in and you'll have something that you want, and then something else, you'll see something else, and then you'll want to major in something else. So, and that always happens too. So it's nothing wrong with that if you do change your mind. But we'll say here that that's very interesting for you and for fans out there if you win or change your mind. Well, also another we saw the Augusta. Did you watch the final round of the Masters?
I did. Yes, I watched a bit of it.
So, what did you think about the winner there?
That was a shootout for sure. And I feel bad for the guy who lost, whose name I can't pronounce.
Luis Oosterhuizen.
Oosterhuizen, because to double eagle a hole and then to go on to lose just stings. But it happens.
Yep. Hey, want to thank you all for listening and thank you all for calling. We'll invite you to come back and join us tomorrow. And tomorrow, we're going to talk a little bit more football as we'll have our good friend from USA Today with us. We'll be on with us, Jason. Barrett will be on with us tomorrow, and we'll talk some football here right here. You've been listening to Michigan State University Radio, AM 870, WKAR East Lansing. We come your way each and every day, Monday through Friday, from 105 to 2 o'clock, right here on WKAR.
Thanks for listening to Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870, WKAR.